It's the Overview Show. It's back with a bang. Actually, it's not back with a bang because it was here about 6 weeks ago when we previewed the first month of the season. We had hopes and dreams, songs to sing, and then it all went wrong. Well, actually, yeah, it's only gone slightly wrong, but we will drill down into Liverpool's fortunes, past, present, and imminent future. The format of the show, if you've never joined us before, is that we basically look at Liverpool, spend most of the show looking at Liverpool's forthcoming fixtures and also those of near rivals. For the purpose of this show, I mean, I had to pick near rivals. We aren't exactly top of the league at the moment, so I couldn't pick second and third place necessarily. I've gone with City as a near rival, but you know what else I've picked, kids? I've picked Everton. Yes, Everton. The unbeaten 100% Everton. Because why not? They deserve it. Bless them. And to discuss all this stuff with me are Gareth Roberts, Paddy Fitzsimmons, Damien Kavanagh, and Liam Prescott. Where should we start? Geez, Gaz, let's start with you.
Hi.
I can't really make sense of what happened over the first part of the season, the first month, because I've gone from thinking the team that just won the league has only gone and got itself playing even better than a team that's good enough to win the league. And actually, I thought, I don't want to tempt fate, but we're winning this league again and maybe winning it by some margin. So good were we against Arsenal and Chelsea in particular. And then Villa happened. And now I can't make sense of the universe. We have to deal with this. It's the elephant that is in the room until we win our next football match.
It is, but I'm all right with it. You know, I'm not all right with it at the time. Let me put that, you know, out there fairly, you know, straight and fairly clear. Me and Damien were on the same show doing the post-match, and you know, it was fair to say we were all bamboozled by that one. But you know, we've had a little bit of time, we've had the international break. I was doing some media this morning, and you know, they were saying to me, you know, must have been horrible for you that, you know, you don't have that chance to immediately get it out your system. And I was sort of like, yeah and no, because you know, I've had time to reflect on it. You know, the emotions sort of stripped away from it now for me, and all the stuff that felt a bit daft at the time, I'm sort of all right with now. So, you know, when you look back over the stats, and I have done, and sort of look back at that game, and I have done, you know, I just think it was a bit of a mad one, a bit of a freak, you know.